This is Shop Talk. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Bill Knight.
And I'm Mike Murray.
I want to start off today's program by playing a story we ran last Wednesday. It's about what's going on at Gatehouse Media. And after we play that, we'll talk about a little bit about what is happening there.
At the State Journal Register in Springfield, word came in a newsroom meeting Tuesday afternoon. Gatehouse Media will soon lay out most of its newspapers in two national design centers. According to multiple sources, papers with greater than 5,000 circulation, like the State Journal Register and the Register Mail in Galesburg, will be laid out in Chicago. Papers with fewer than 5,000 circulation and those published weekly will be laid out in Boston. One paper that will not be affected by the announcement is the Peoria Journal-Star. Columnist Phil Luciano is vice president of the union that covers newsroom employees there. He says copy editors do more than proofread stories and write headlines, and papers will suffer without them.
The copy desk no longer becomes an editor function. What it is it will check for commas, maybe, but mostly what it's doing is just sizing it up and slapping it on the page. You're going to lose a lot of that stewardship of the story.
State Journal Register publisher Walt Lafferty declined to comment. Gatehouse stock closed up on Tuesday, rising by a penny to 7 cents a share. I'm Brian Mackey.
So, Bill, you're a longtime newspaper guy. You heard copy editors being cut from the Gatehouse system there. What are your thoughts as you hear what's going on at Gatehouse?
I think it's going to profoundly affect the product. I hate to even use the word product, but the stories, the journalism, the look, the appearance, but most importantly, the priority of stories. The copy desk not only checks for grammar, punctuation, spelling. That's hardly any of its duties these days. It designs pages. It places them in a section on a page. And if you're doing this in Boston or Chicago, they're not going to have the local connections, the institutional memory, I guess, of a local copy editor who may say, 18 months ago, such and such happened with this township. This is really big news. They're not going to know that in Chicago or Boston. A couple of weeks ago, a Canton radio pioneer, Charlie Wright, passed away, and it was an obituary. And my wife, who is a stringer correspondent for a Gatehouse paper, noticed that and did a really good story on Charlie Wright. Nobody in Boston or Chicago is going to know Charlie Wright from the Wright brothers. So I think they're going to lose that institutional memory that tells the readers what's most important, and it's going to look embarrassing because they're going to end up accidentally burying stories that are really meaningful.
My reaction to the story you played, Rich, it's ironic that the story closes, or towards the end of the story,
the stock went up however much
the Gatehouse stock went up, and it's just interesting that they made that decision and that. That's the effect that it's going to have. It's like we made a management decision based on not is this going to be good for the newspaper? Is it going to be good for the content or the layout or the design or whatever aspect of the actual paper? But it's going to be good for the stockholders, And that I find is kind of the wrong reason to do it. But I guess given. We can be idealists here. It's the practical thing to do, but it's still going to have negative impacts, as Bill outlined on the paper.
So. You grew up, Mike, in a newspaper family.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Did your father ever talk much about the stock going up for the newspaper or the bottom line? I mean, how much of a concern was that for?
Well,
for him,
from my family memories, I have no recollection at all of him ever talking about that. And of course, we didn't sell stock; it was just a small town standalone newspaper. But profits, I think, were just sort of assumed to be, if you did your job, which I think he did very well all his life. If he did his job, it was just a natural byproduct of being successful. The paper was profitable, but not outrageously much so. And of course, we weren't responsible to anyone but our own employees, being as it was a sort of a standalone paper operation, small town operation.
It reminds me to play devil's advocate, every corporation where it publishes a newspaper or makes ball bearings has to make money.
Sure.
The amount of money it makes is up to its management, but they have to pay their bills. They have to hopefully pay dividends to their shareholders. And in Gatehouse situation in particular, they have to pay off debt. There's a colossal amount of debt that many of these newspaper chains have. But to paraphrase columnist Michael Kinsley a couple of years ago, after the Tribune laid off a bunch of staff and cut its page size, Kinsley said something like, you know, if we could just stop printing pages altogether and lay off everybody, we'd really make some money.
There you go.
And I think that mindset has permeated management in a lot of media companies.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're reaching the point where they don't have to print the pages anymore because it can all be done online. Mm-hmm. The question is, then how do you get that content so you can get rid of those darn expensive employees, those reporters that are costing you so much money?
Well, there's more than a few management types who think, well, we can just aggregate material and print material that appears elsewhere. Well, somebody somewhere has to originate the content, whether it's, you know, a TV stand-up or a weather report or an investigative series. Yeah. And you can't aggregate from nothing. So I don't think this is a digital influence. I think this is a bad management business decision.
Well, I agree, but I think in many cases these corporations are using digital as an excuse to cut back on staff and try to operate with greater efficiencies, which is a phrase that makes me want to gag, and try to increase the profits that way. But they're using digital as an excuse to cut back on the staff.
And I think they're also missing the boat on expanding their income. I mean, if there's a problem in budget, you can generate more revenue as well as cut expenses. And I think, you know, we all have friends at Gatehouse Papers in Macomb and Canton and Monmouth and Kewaunee and, gosh, all over, Lincoln, Springfield. And I think they're already staffed to the bone. I mean, they can't cut many more people in most of these newspapers if they expect to have any kind of product that's going to be standing in a coin box somewhere. So this, and I know in Peoria it's not affected directly yet. That's only because they have a union and they're negotiating their contract right now. But it's been proposed, and they're also proposing the company to eliminate their circulation department and outsource it to an independent contractor. And I think that'll be a disaster.
Mm-hmm. You know, I wonder if it won't sort of all sort itself out in the same way that, you know, the commercial entertainment media do. You know, if we... So it's a product. Let's just look at it that way for a minute. And it's a product that advertisers can attach their announcements, their words to catch views, okay? And if the product or the journalism or whatever it is, you know, we're talking about is not of sufficient quality that it loses the audience, which it may well do if we start hacking off all kinds of staff like they're doing, eventually the advertisers are going to disappear because they're not going to be able to reach the audiences that they once had, that they buy the advertising space or time for. And so,
Or with the aggregation, those audiences can go someplace else to find that same information. The idea behind having a local newspaper, or for that matter, a local radio station, a local TV station, even a local website, is to report on things that you are not going to find anyplace else.
Right.
All right. With that, we have run out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.